sewing machines and fabric patches took over a local hotel this weekend. The first Orange You Glad We're Sewing retreat was held at the Ramada in support of Quilts for Survivors. Quilters from across the country were in Timmins to participate. It was also a chance to educate many of the non-Indigenous participants in what their work really means for the recipients of the quilts. "It was really exciting," said Vanessa Genier, the founder of Quilts for Survivors. "People brought blocks and sewing machines, and equipment and finished quilts. It wasn't just seasoned quilters in the room, though." Susan Crawford, who attended as a speaker, hadn't sewed a stitch in years when she arrived. "I arrived Thursday, and sat down with a wonderful group of ladies who said, 'Why don't you give your hand a try at it?' and they taught me to sew 9 square, she said. She had learned a little from her grandmother in her youth, but Crawford said the women at the table were incredibly patient with her. "They've helped me unclog my machine, they've helped me respool, and encouraged me as I went along," she said. "It's a beautiful community of women who have come together for an amazing cause. That has always been a part of the work they do," said Genier. "I want them to enjoy what they're doing," she said. "They're coming to help and the good intention is there, so we're excited to see where it goes." Crawford is a motivational speaker whose work focuses on women finding empowerment in creative ways. Genier said her own experience with Crawford after the end of her marriage made the choice to bring her in easy. "Yes, we could bring in a guest speaker who could talk all day about quilting, but we all have our own struggles," she said. "So I thought it would be fun to bring her in." Quilts for Survivors has sent over 3,500 quilts to survivors of residential schools all over Canada since they started in 2021, and they've built up a community that spans the globe. Participants came to the retreat from as far away as Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and Chicago. The retreat was live-streamed, with viewers tuning in from Europe and Mexico. Genier is already laying the groundwork to make this an annual event, with plans for another retreat next fall. "We've already got our speaker," she said. "The Ramada has been great, very supportive, but it's limited, and we don't want to max out at 60 people. Crawford said she's hoping she can impress her instructors next year. "Maybe I should practice a little bit if I'm invited back to come next year," said Crawford. "Then I'll have some more skills, so then I'll be able to show them what I've been able to create."